You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, December 23rd show and the holiday special show. I bring into studio each week the best of best experts in our local market on everything money. I'm here to help you in today's economy. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day or listening to a rebroadcast, I'm here to answer any questions or connect you with the guests that I have in the show. Please call 1-855-400-1150 or go online at themoneyhour.com. And in studio right now, Mama's Hands in the House of Hope, and I have a representative, Kimberly Jackson, when acting director of the House of the Hope. Kimberly, thank you so much for joining me in studio today.
Thank you so much, Tina, for having us. It's an honor to be here.
And I actually invite them in every year for my holiday show because right now is really the time to think about less fortunate and people that don't have the lives that maybe some of you that are listening to the show do right now. And so I just really appreciate your time, and I'm just so excited to have you here for the entire show. And a little bit about Mama's Hands and about Kimberly Jackson. Kimberly Jackson, again, is acting director of the House of Hope with more than 15 years of experience in social services. She has served as an executive director in several homeless shelters and transitional housing nonprofit organizations in the greater Seattle and Los Angeles, California areas. Kimberly worked with the homeless, has been previously recognized by the Seattle Mayor's Office and the King County Public Health Department. She also received awards on both the local and national levels for her efforts to end homelessness for women and children. In her free time, Kimberly enjoys spending time with her family, reading, and collecting stamps in her passport. Well, I hope in your passport you get to go to a lot of amazing places.
Yes, I have. Thank you. Hope to do more.
Yes. So to start out, the show is really bringing homeless families home for the holidays is the topic that we chose for today. And I'd like to start out with, can you share with my listeners a little bit about Mama's Hands?
I'd love to. So Mama's Hands is a wonderful organization, nonprofit organization right here in our community that is doing life-changing work. Mama's Hands works with individuals and families in crisis. We have several programs that I know we're going to touch on a bit later.
Perfect. And I know the story behind how the nonprofit organization was founded was heartwarming. And I think it's a great place to start out our time together here to share that with my listeners.
Yes. So Mama's Hands was actually founded by a private family, Denny and Leslie Hancock, in 1990. So it's been in operation for almost 30 years now. Denny was a carpet layer by trade, and he happened to walk into a small diner in the Seattle area and had a chance encounter with a homeless father and his vision-impaired son. And that encounter really touched his heart and changed his life and changed the direction of the work that he would do for the rest of his life. And so wanting to find a way to really help the homeless, Denny and Leslie converted one of his carpet trucks into a mobile kitchen, and they recruited family and friends and headed downtown to the streets of Seattle to serve a hot meal to those in need. Now, we have to remember, Tina, this is back in 1990, and the use of cell phones was very limited. And so Denny also made available the use of his personal cell phone for individuals who wanted to connect with family and really wanted to have help getting off of the streets and becoming self-sufficient again. And so over the years, that program, which still continues today, has sent nearly 1,500 men, women, and teenagers back home and reunited them with their families.
Yeah.
So the phone home program was wonderful, and it was the inception of Mama's Hands. But Denny and Leslie were noticing that they were not seeing mothers with children on the streets. They knew they were there, but because of safety and security issues, they weren't visible.
Yes.
And they really wanted to find a way to reach out and help these families in need. And so in 1994, they opened the doors to the House of Hope.
Yeah, and you know, I've been blessed to spend time with both Leslie and Denny, and you know, a story can actually be much longer when you have time to go through that story. And I just, you know, the idea of the financial stress that they were going through at the time with five young children and living with parents, and for Denny to come home with this this idea to, you know, to give so much back to people when they needed so much to take care of their own family, it's just an amazing story. And I encourage, as a listener, to go check out the story in detail in the videos on their website. How do they get to the website for Mama's Hands and House of Hope?
Yes, you would just visit www.mamashands.org. And Mama's Hands has a unique spelling, so that's MAMMAS.org, mamashands.org.
Perfect. And if you didn't have a pen to write that down, I'm sure you have themoneyhour.com, and we'll have the segment there and connections to get to Mama's Hands in the House of Hope. So let's talk about the Seattle area here, and how bad is homelessness in Seattle?
Tina, I'm sure as you know, the situation in our community is one that is replicating across the country.
Yes.
There is a dire homelessness crisis here in the Seattle-King County area. In fact, Seattle is third in the country next mm-hmm. to New York City and Los Angeles, California, for having the largest homeless population.
Wow.
I've been in the field over 15 years, mm-hmm. have worked with individuals, adults, and families, and have never seen the situation this bad.
Wow.
You can drive on I-5 now, and you see tents literally on the side of the freeway.
Yeah.
So it's a dire situation. There are a lot of great programs out there, but, you know, nonprofits are under-resourced, and the need is so great that it's not the need is not being met, and families are falling through the cracks.
So if you were to talk about the fastest growing segment in the homeless population, what would that be, Kimberly?
Absolutely. So on any given night in our community, there are nearly 11,000 homeless individuals and families sleeping right on the streets.
Mm.
It's common for us to think, when we think of the homeless population, of, you know, a man flying that sign saying,
yeah,
we'll work for food at the end of the freeway ramp. But in fact, the fastest growing population is families, young families. And on any given night in our community, there are nearly 40% of families with children under the age of 5 who are sleeping on the streets.
Yeah. And I, you know, on that note too, Kimberly, because I think, unless people are in and doing the work that you're doing, the understanding or the why behind people end up on the street, mm-hmm. I think could use a little bit of education as well. So can you share, I mean, what are the reasons that you see people end up on the street?
Right. There are a variety of reasons that people become homeless, in particular with families, mm-hmm. and especially women and children. The leading cause of homelessness is domestic violence.
Yeah.
There are other issues, you know, divorce, job loss, drug and alcohol abuse. Sometimes there are significant mental health issues. But again, for families, domestic violence is what we're seeing as the prevalent cause of homelessness.
So if you're listening right now and you can imagine not only being on the street, but the why behind you're on the street because of such a traumatic thing that's happened to you, just compounds that pain and that stress that they're going through. So how does Mama's Hands help those in need in our community?
Right. Well, Mama's Hands is truly doing life-changing work. And we have two programs. The first program is the Phone Home program that we uh-huh. spoke about a little bit yeah. earlier. That continues every Wednesday night. Denny takes the Mama's Hands bus downtown to 4th and Yesler, and they feed the homeless and help reunite them with their family across the country.
Uh-huh.
But the primary program of Mama's Hands is the House of Hope. And the House of Hope is an emergency shelter for women and children in crisis.
Mm-hmm.
We're nestled in the foothills of the Cascade Mountains in a beautiful setting, very therapeutic, healing mm-hmm. setting, and we serve families there through a variety of means.
Yeah, and I've had the privilege and the pleasure to go visit out at the transitional housing, and yes, they're beautiful, and I it's just amazing, and even the setup at the homes and how it's really set up for that community, which is a big part of the transitional, is to really embrace the fact that they are not alone, but they're surrounded around other women and their children as well that are going through the exact same thing, and so that strength of a community. Supported by the financial support that needs to take place, which is what the House of Hope does. And, you know, the Phone for a Home program, I've got to say this too, because it's just, you know, again, listening to the founders, Denny and Leslie, the guy just wanted to borrow his phone and giving his phone out on the street to this homeless man, and then seeing the ability that this man actually was able to connect with family. And because of that connection, and that's what it's about, is just now it's the encouragement to, hey, call home, to where they can get reconnected with their families. And during the holiday, what a better time for families to be able to open up their hearts and to really have some forgiveness that may need to be there because of what they're, you know, they're experiencing.
That's right. And oftentimes, if someone has been on the streets for a long period of time, embarrassment, shame, guilt sets in. And that prevents people from reaching out to those loved ones who would want to help if only given the chance.
Yes. So, Kimberly, a little bit more about the House of Hope.
Yes. So the House of Hope consists of three homes. We're on 15 acres of property, again, out in the you know, the foothills of our community. We serve women with children from a variety of backgrounds. Domestic violence affects about 80% of the families that we serve.
Uh-huh.
And so when families come into the program, we immediately wrap our arms around them with love and with compassion and care. And then we start equipping them with the tools that are needed to help them get back on their feet again.
Yeah.
Every family receives their own private bedroom and typically a private bath. And then they share the communal spaces of the home together.
Yeah.
We serve 7 to 10 families at a time.
Yeah.
And it's just wonderful to be able to sit in my office and hear the pitter-patter of the little feet running down the halls and smell, you know, this time of year, especially the moms working together, baking cookies, and it really functions as a home.
So how do the women find out about the shelter and the services that you provide at the House of Hope?
We work with about 60 to 80 other social service providers throughout our community. One of our primary ways of receiving referrals is through 211 or the community information line. We work with other shelters and day centers for mothers and children in the community, hospital social workers, pastors, and the families themselves can also self-refer to the program by accessing our website.
Okay. And so right now, how many families are you serving?
So right now we have several families because we just had last month 4 families graduate the program into their own home. Yeah. But typically we serve between 7 to 10 families. On average, there are usually 8 or 9 families in the program.
Okay. So before we go to commercial, I want to ask one more question here for you. I feel that to be a mom is a gift, and to be able to guide and shape the life of your children is a true gift. But sometimes tragedy happens, and it makes it unable to for you to be able to share that gift or feel that you can unless you have that support. And with the House of Hope, you're providing all types of resources that they need to realize that they, and to allow them to grow in and to be able to give that gift to their children. And, you know, what a blessing. What things are you seeing that is making the biggest impact on those mothers to really to help them create that space for them and their children?
Right. That's so important, as you said. I think the most important thing that the House of Hope does for women and children is it provides a safe, loving, compassionate home environment for them to be able to get off of the streets, get out of very dangerous and abusive situations. And just to be able to take a breath, to relax, sometimes for the first time in years, knowing that they're secure, that they don't have to go to bed at night locking their doors or worried that the children are witnessing violence. And so the environment is one of the key parts of House of Hope.
Yeah.
We have many services. And so when the families come into the program, they work with a professional case manager who they meet with weekly to help them apply for housing, to connect them with domestic violence support services, and then really to work on the goals that the moms set for themselves, whether it be getting into counseling, attending support groups. Many of the women are very interested in going back into the workforce if they've been displaced homemakers, or increasing their ability to do that through continuing education. So we really try to provide wraparound services that address all of the needs and goals that the family has for themselves.
Yeah, where you can kind of tailor specific to what that mother's need is.
That's right.
Yeah. So coming up next in the Money Hour, for every child a home, for every mother hope. Mama's Hands in the House of Hope. I'm going to continue my conversation with Kimberly Wright here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.
You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, around down Santa Claus Lane.
A little Elvis for the holiday show. Welcome back to the Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert Tina Mitchell, right here at 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, December 23rd show and the holiday show. Each week I share expert advice and inside knowledge on today's events in our local economy and how it can affect your money. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but you can call the show at 1-855-400-1150 or go online at themoneyhour.com. And continued conversation with Kimberly Jackson. We're talking about the House of Hope and Mama's Hands, and in spirit of the holiday. Kimberly, thank you again for being here with me today.
Thank you for having us.
So we're still kind of talking about the House of Hope and going back on that and talking a little bit about what makes the House of Hope different from other shelters out there for homeless women.
Well, there are several family shelters in our community, and they're doing a terrific job. But oftentimes, due to need, families are not able to stay in the shelter during the day. And so you line up in the evening and are allowed in at 6 p.m. To sleep overnight, typically mats on the floor, and then you have to be out usually by 6 a.m. in the morning. And so, again, those type of shelters are filling a tremendous need in our community. But the House of Hope was designed with the vision that it would be really a home-like environment for women and children.
Yeah.
There are three homes on the property, and each home functions together with the other homes. Mm-hmm. The women share the living area, the kitchen, the dining area, playroom together. You'll see moms cooking and having a communal meal. And just the fact that it's not an institutionalized program,
yes,
I really think makes such a tremendous difference. The setting as well is a very caring, compassionate, healing setting.
Yes.
We have professional staff, and then we work with wonderful providers in the community who help with counseling and other things that are needed. I think another thing that really makes House of Hope so special is, mm-hmm, the fact that we can work with families on an independent one-on-one basis and really structure their care plan,
yeah,
around their goals and what's best for that family. Because we're small, you know, we
yes,
have a lot of ability to do that.
Yeah.
And that means anything from kind of helping the family structure what their day-to-day would look like to extending their length of stay if needed.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, you know, a transitional program can last, you know, anywhere 6 to 24 months. Emergency shelter is usually 30 to 120 days.
Mm-hmm.
And so for some families, they certainly can come in and with the proper support in a few months be back on their feet. For most of the women and children that we serve, they're there much longer. We're able to really help address those tragedies and those barriers that have put them in the,
sure,
position they're in. We work with families, of course, who've experienced domestic violence. We work with families who come right out of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And we are able to kind of day by day assess, you know, their progress and how they're,
yes,
doing. And we never want anyone to be asked to leave before,
mm-hmm,
they're ready. As long as the families are doing what they need to do and following the program, we can work with them. Some families, again, are there 4 months, 6 months. We've had families there a year or longer.
Yeah.
And so we really, truly strive to make sure that the House of Hope is the last transitional stay for these women and children,
yeah,
and that when they leave our doors, they're leaving into their own home again,
yeah,
equipped with the tools and skills, you know, to be self-sufficient and happy and healthy, productive members of our society and our community.
Yeah. And I mentioned before, and you'd mentioned as well, the community piece of it is so important. I mean, you know, they're all eating together and cooking together. And when you see the homes and just the step up as well to get them excited with house one and house two and mm-hmm. house three of the step up. And I know that you've had people that have actually moved into employment with the organization as well, which is really amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. So Kimberly, where does your funding come from?
So House of Hope,
because I know it's a lot of money to do that.
It is. It's more than, you know, $500,000 a year.
Yes.
to operate the program. Our funding comes from generous contributors in the community. We are entirely privately funded right now.
Uh-huh.
And so it's through the generosity of individuals, businesses, other sources in the community. Certainly mm-hmm. the faith community has
yes.
been a big support. And then we have a wonderful special event that
yep.
takes place in the springtime.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we just had our annual 27th fundraiser last May, and that's a dinner and auction.
Uh-huh.
And all the proceeds benefit the families at the House of Hope.
Yeah. And so if somebody's listening and in the holiday spirit, really giving back and giving back for a good cause, where do they go to do that? Do they just go to your website or?
Wonderful. So yes, absolutely. They could visit mamashands.org.
Uh-huh.
And there are ways to contribute through, credit card, through PayPal. And there's also the post office box if they wanted to send in a contribution. It's always a bit of a struggle, you know, with, as with any nonprofit. But contributors can be sure that their generous donation is going directly to women and
mm-hmm.
children right in our backyards, and it's changing lives.
And what if they have items that, if clothing, is that something that you accept those donations as well?
Definitely.
Uh-huh.
We can always use in-kind donations. Winter clothes is a big need
mm-hmm.
right now. School supplies in the fall.
Yeah.
Toys, educational items such as books, et cetera. We would love those. So.
Okay. All right. So can you share a success story? Everybody loves stories, and especially success stories, because there are so many of them.
You know, there are. The House of Hope has served hundreds of mothers and children over the years, but I'd like to share a story with you of a recent graduate of the program. And
okay.
And I do think it's important to say that I have her permission to share her
of
story.
And so
it's a young woman. Her name is Mary. She came to the House of Hope in the spring,
mm-hmm.
As a result of a terrible, horrific tragedy that she had experienced in her life. Mary and her husband were happy family, living the American dream, doing well. They had two children, a young infant daughter and a toddler son. And then Mary's husband unexpectedly passed away.
Wow.
And 3 months later, her infant daughter passed away. And Mary found herself overcome with grief,
mm-hmm.
Didn't know where to turn, and ended up, getting into some drug use,
sure.
Just unable to cope.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents were able to take her toddler son and encouraged her to get some help, and she did. You know, she reached out and entered a wonderful treatment program, and that's when she came to the House of Hope. She met a resident in the program, in her treatment program, who said, "Have you ever heard of Mama's Hands? I think they can help you."
Mm-hmm.
And she reached out to us, and she entered the program in the spring of this past year with her new infant daughter. And they were in the program.
So now she has two children.
That's right. Okay. That's right.
Yeah.
And they were in the program for a little over 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
It almost brings me to tears because when I think of the purpose of the House of Hope, I think of inspirational families like Mary.
Yeah.
And when she came through our doors, she was new into her recovery. She was a little frightened about parenting an infant again, having lost an infant.
Yeah.
And we were just able to wrap our arms around her and let her know she was in a safe place and that she was loved and that we were there for her and her daughter.
Yeah.
She really hit the ground running, Tina. She defines that, you know, that phrase. She submitted housing applications. She attended parenting classes. She enrolled in college full time. And after just about 6 months with us, she graduated last month into her own apartment. She's in college full time still and on track to become an IT tech professional. And we just had the pleasure of dropping off Christmas presents for her and her daughter this morning. In fact, they're doing well. She's doing well in her recovery.
Yeah.
And right before she left, we were able to celebrate her 1 year anniversary in recovery with her.
Wow.
So when I think of lives changed at the House of Hope, I think of all the Marys that have come through the doors and all of the Marys that are still out there that need the program.
And what a, you know, I mean, just amazing what you guys are doing and the ability to be able to be there and to help to support in 6 months. That's just crazy how quickly when you have the right environment. And I believe life throws us tragedies so we can share our story of triumph on the other side.
Yes.
And that's what these, the gift that these women have. But you have to fight through your tragedies to make it to the other side. And sometimes being able to fight, you have to have, well, not sometimes, all the time, you've got to have some type of support there and a helping hand. So Mama's Hands and the House of Hope, so beautiful. So we talked a little bit about financially how to contribute, to be able to donate items in clothing and things like that is always helpful as well. Is there any other way to get involved in Mama's Hands or the House of Hope?
Yes, really the backbone of Mama's Hands and the House of Hope are our wonderful volunteers from the community. And
yes.
So that's a great need, particularly at the House of Hope. We would love to have volunteers who would like to come on site and teach a life skills class, maybe a budgeting class, or how to interview, how to prepare. Job readiness support is very important. Childcare volunteers, as you can imagine.
I guess.
You know, we have a lot of mandatory programs that the women must attend, parenting class, life skills classes, housing workshops, and to have a volunteer on site playing with the children, knowing that they're safe and happy, really allows the mom to not worry and to be fully engaged in the programs that they need to complete with us. So those are some of our needs, but we love our volunteers and we're always looking for others. So if your listeners are interested, please, you know, visit mamashands.org to find out how to get more involved.
And thank you, Kimberly, for that. And I've, you know, a little bit on a side note, but I think, you know, we can all share by sharing our own changes that we've had in life when we've experienced something. And I can say, as your host of the show, that the reason that Mama's Hands House of Hope is here is because they were the change for me. And really, it was my first opportunity. I shared Kimberly before we went on air here. That my first, I do a lot of work with the homeless community. I do a lot of work with transitional housing. I paint nails. I cook for 60 women at my house the last Monday of every month, and I go and serve them in Everett. I do keynotes and, you know, spend more one-on-one and quality time with the women. But it all started from the opportunity that I had with the House of Hope asking to be able to come in. And so when you're able to give back and be a small part of that support and to really experience that environment, it's life-changing. And so I just encourage you that if you have not had that blessing yourself to be able to give back on that level. And it's more than, you know, money. And I think more of the support and being there and being able to share whatever gift that you have, because we all have them, and really come from a place of heart and a place from passion, it'll change everything for you. So thank you so much for that offer, Kimberly.
You're so right, Tina. And just echoing your words, we have the women get involved and they do service and give back in the community as well. Because when you're giving service, when you're volunteering, you're helping others, but it's life-changing for you.
Yes.
And so this past October, we were able to go help, you know, with a trick-or-treating event at a senior center. The families voted to adopt two families in the community for Christmas this year. And they also are getting to see the role modeling of the volunteers who come in and experiencing the blessings and the joy of giving back themselves.
That's so great. So it kind of takes off of the stress that they're going through when they're actually able to help someone else at the same time. Beautiful. Well, I'm going to take us to another break, but we're going to come back, so stay tuned. I'm still having my conversation with Kimberly Jackson from Mama's Hands and the House of Hope. A hope-filled home. There is hope in every individual. Mama's Hands and the House of Hope right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.
You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
I can't help but smile, Linus and Lucy. This is You're the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, right here at 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, December 23rd, and obviously a little holiday special show for you. I'm dedicated to my listeners, providing you with tools needed to make informed decisions on matters that affect your money. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast. You can call the show at 1-855-400-1150 or go online at themoneyhour.com. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And the entire show today, normally I have three guests in studio, but today is all about Mama's Hands and the House of Hope. And very privileged to have Kimberly Jackson here to represent Mama's Hands and the House of Hope. So Kimberly, thank you for hanging out for the entire show with me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And so we talked to, we had a little bit of a story that you shared of success. And so I know you've got a couple more stories. So if you could share one more with my listeners, I'd appreciate that.
Oh, I'd love to. So I'd like to share a story this time about a young woman who actually graduated our program just about 10 years ago.
Okay.
Because it's just a wonderful, inspirational story of how being at the House of Hope for a short period of time really helps set the journey and the stepping stones and the path for success for so many families in our community. So this young woman, I'll use a pseudonym by the name of Sarah, came to the House of Hope in 2004. Okay. And she came as a result of severe, horrific domestic violence with two young children and pregnant, scared, 20 years old, not allowed to, or able to be in contact with any family members because her husband was looking for her, and came out to a part of the community that she didn't know, wasn't familiar with, having come, you know, right from the Seattle area.
Mm-hmm.
When she came in to the program, I remember sitting down with her for our first counseling session, and she just cried and she said, "I don't know what to do. I don't know that I can keep my kids with me. I'm scared. Are you guys going to be able to help me?" And just to be able to reach across the desk and, you know, hold her hand mm-hmm. and let her know, "We're here for you. We're here for the kids. You're safe now. And we're going to do this, and we're going to do this together." And we did.
Yeah.
She was in the program just about a year. She was able to go back to school. She was able to gain a successful employment in the customer service field. We helped her children get into preschool and into daycare. And most importantly, we connected her with counseling and domestic violence support services so she could get help for some of the trauma and the PTSD that she was experiencing that was really kind of holding her back. Time came, and as it does, you know, with all pregnancies, she was ready to deliver. And I can remember, even though it's so many years later, driving her to the hospital, you know, and getting her settled in her room and then saying, you know, "Goodbye. I'll come back and I wish you good luck. And, you know, and I'll come back and pick you up and let me know how things go." And she reached out and she grabbed my hand and she had tears in her eyes. And she said, "Kimberly, aren't you going to stay with me?"
Wow.
And I said, "Of course I am." And I did. And I had the privilege of being her birthing coach. And that was a wonderful new experience for me, too. She graduated into permanent housing. fast forward a decade later, she was the keynote speaker at our fundraiser last year.
She's
now married to a wonderful man. They have a blended family of six children. She's doing phenomenally well. And she credits her success generously to the House of Hope.
Of course she does.
Yeah. And to be able to see her all these years later doing well, to know that the child that I, you know, helped deliver was able to avoid a similar path in life that her mom had experienced. Nothing can bring you greater joy.
Yeah. And I, you know, I use the word gift and not loosely, because it's such a precious word. But if not for that, she would not have that gift. And without that gift, she really wouldn't be able to connect on the same level that she could. She really wouldn't be able to make the same level of impact to that audience if not for that. So it's just a beautiful beautifulness how tragedy can turn into that and bring so much hope and so much support for others. So with the limited space that you have, because every mother and their children having their own room, how do you decide and determine who is going to be able to get into the program? Because I'm sure that there are so many deserving women out there, but there's just not enough resources and enough rooms and beds to support them all.
That's right. And we wish that we could bring in absolutely every family who is in need. But we do have limited space. We serve up to 10 families at any given time. And so we have a really thorough intake process. It starts by applying online. There's an online application that residents submit. From there, we have a telephone screening process where we have a chance to, you know, to interview them and to talk and see what their barriers are. Most importantly, see if they're able and willing to participate in a fairly comprehensive program of services. You know, it's a wonderful place, but it's not a place to come and sit and do nothing. It's a place to come and take advantage of every opportunity and work hard and get back on your feet. And so after the telephone screening, the final step is an in-person interview. And so we invite the family to come out to take a tour of the homes, to meet the staff and meet some of the other families. And I think that's a really key piece, Tina, because while we're making a decision whether we can serve the family, they are making a life-changing decision. And being scared, going through trauma, coming somewhere that you don't know anyone or anything can be terrifying. And so they have that chance to tour and to hopefully put their mind at ease and make sure that it's also a good fit for them.
Yeah. So let's go back to Mama's Hands. Again, Mama's Hands feeds the homeless and the House of Hope shelters them. So it's the same organization, but serving two different critical areas. And what does it mean to Mama's Hands team to be able to bring families home during the holidays? And how is that connection happening?
You're gonna put me in tears.
I know, it's a tearful show. How could it not? I mean, it just, how could that not touch someone's heart and touch home for everybody?
Especially this time of year when we think of a family and festivity and faith and celebrating. We hear the song, it's the most wonderful time of the year, but for many, many people, it's a terrible time of year. And so to be able to send someone home from the streets by Greyhound to their families, where they can get support, where they can come out of homelessness, really it's nothing short of a miracle.
Yeah.
And the Phone Home program is the only program of its kind in our community that provides traveler's assistance to the homeless. So we're, you know, we're not putting them in tents, and I understand the need for that. But we are sending them back to families where they want to be, where they have support on the other end to become self-sufficient again. Where it's initiated by them.
Yeah.
I firmly believe that the Phone Home program is a solution to the homelessness crisis in our community for homeless adults, and it's a solution that works.
So Not a visualization because we're obviously in studio here and our listeners are listening on podcasts or listening on the radio, but take us out and down to the street and on that phone home and, and how they're taking advantage of that and then making it on the Greyhound bus. Are they literally just connecting with that family for the after a long period of time, or how does that look?
Right. So so every Wednesday night, the Mama's Hands bus is downtown with different groups of volunteers, and they're serving a meal, and they're making, you know, the use of phones available. Not as many individuals are turning out as in years past, you know, because cell phones are readily available and because, in my opinion, unfortunately, people are seeing you know, the tent cities as a solution. But for those individuals that really want help and really want change, they turn up. There's a line to use the phones every week.
Wow.
And for many of them, it is the first time that they're connecting with family. Some for more than 30 years that they've gone, and the shame and the guilt has kept them from reaching out. And so it's not always instant. You know, oftentimes we'll see the same individuals week after week coming back, talking, you know, receiving a little support through our street outreach team, and then encouraging them to make that call, helping them realize that people make mistakes. But it is through tragedy that triumph occurs.
Yes.
And it's not a weakness if you can reach out and say, hey, I need a hand up right now. And the families are so overjoyed to hear from their missing family member.
Wow.
And so then if they can, you know, again, you know, speak with Denny and the team and confirm support on the other end, because what we don't want to do is send someone who's homeless here to become homeless in another city.
I got it.
And so, but as long as there's that support, family support on the other end, then we help, you know, pay their way home by Greyhound bus.
So it's, you've got the community set up for the transitional housing with the mother and their children, and where they have the support of each other that are going through that home, that same thing, as well as the support of the people like yourself that are there. But then you've got that duplicated in a different way on the street, because what you've done is built a little community of people on the street that can support and encourage them to actually pick up the phone and make that call.
Yes.
What an amazing thing. And I actually need to start joining you on Wednesday night, because I've never been able to experience that before. And I'm just sitting here, you know, thinking, why have I not asked to go do that? You know,
we would love to have you.
You got room?
We do. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm gonna hold you. It's on air now. So we've got just a few minutes left, Kimberly, before wrapping up the show. What else would you like to bring to my listeners?
I would just encourage people to reach out and get involved. I know that the face of homelessness can often be depicted by what we're seeing at the end of a freeway ramp or out in front of a store or downtown Seattle. But really, the face of homelessness are mothers pushing strollers with infants and children who are going hungry every night. That should not happen here. That should not happen. Children who come to the shelter and they come and tell me, my feet hurt, Miss Kimberly, my feet hurt. And I look, and they're wearing shoes that are three sizes too small, almost to the point, you know, that it is incredibly painful. So I would just love your listeners to know that they can get involved. They can make a difference. And we would love them to come out to the House of Hope, meet some of the women and children that we serve, share your life experiences, you know, whether it be in computer skills or public speaking or giving a manicure and a haircut so a mom can feel confident at a job interview. Everyone has something to give. And these families are in desperate need of your love and support. I think the last thing that I would like people to know is that the House of Hope is such a special place. We have families there now whose children have never seen a Christmas tree until they came into the program this year.
Wow.
Through the generosity of the community, we've been wrapping presents all week to make sure that these families and these children know the true meaning of Christmas and know that they're loved and cared about. They don't have to go to bed hungry. They don't have to sleep in a park bench at night. And that the House of Hope and Mama's Hands is making a difference, and that we'd love your listeners to join and be a part of that.
Well, thank you, Kimberly, so much. Thank you again for being here. Thank you for everything that you are doing and the support that you're providing for these women and for the men that are out on the street. And thank you for coming here and sharing your passion and representing the House of Hope in Mama's Hands.
Tina, thank you so much for having me. Thank you for all that you're doing help the homeless and underserved in our community. And I'm going to hold you to that. And I'm going to see you on the Mama's Hands bus downtown in the new year.
Likewise. Thank you.
Thank you.
And this is your host and mortgage expert signing off for the day. Thank you for listening and being here for our special holiday edition. And I'll be here same time, same place next weekend right here at 11:50 a.m. KKNW. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.